This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
That enemy drone that killed three American troops in Jordan may have been mistaken for an American drone that was in the air at the same time. The AP's Sagar Magani with what we're learning.
A preliminary report suggests human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan. Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers from Georgia and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We will respond and we'll respond appropriately.
But how?
There's no easy answer here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, Illinois' election board will consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot. There's a recommendation that he be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. President Biden will be in Florida today raising money for his reelection campaign. Those six men found dead in the Mojave Desert in Southern California last week were likely killed in a dispute over marijuana, say authorities. Sergeant Michael Warwick of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department.
We were able to serve multiple search warrants in the town of Apple Valley, Adelanto, and the Los Angeles County area of Pinyon Hills. We arrested five suspects involved in the murder of the six victims.
He was heard there on KABC-TV. Israeli forces have killed three Palestinian militants in a raid on a hospital in the West Bank. The Dow gained 224 points yesterday. This is AP News. Now to the upside-down moon lander. It's awake now, and Japan is pretty happy about it.
A Japanese moon lander is up and running after several days without the sunlight it needs for power. Japan's first lunar mission made a precision touchdown earlier this month, just about 60 yards away from its target in between two craters. However, a last-minute engine failure made for a rougher-than-planned landing, with the spacecraft ending up the wrong way up. That left its solar panels unable to see the sun and unable to charge. Japan's space agency used battery power to gather as much data as possible about the touchdown and the probe's surroundings, then turned it off to wait for the sun to rise higher in the lunar sky. Now awake, it's analyzing rocks for clues about the moon's origin and evolution, and it's expected to have enough sun to operate for several Earth days. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.